Deal's plan calls for a two-region privatization pilot program. The state would start to move child placement and family recruitment to private groups already working with the state.
I don't think it was really came at any surprise.
That's Melissa Carter. She heads Emory's Barton Child Law and Policy Center and sits on the governor's Child Welfare Reform Council. Through the year, the group will review the state's entire child welfare system. Deal named the council a week before he announced his privatization trial run, which Barton supports.
I think we knew that the conversation about privatization had just begun and that additional work needed to be done to really explore this strategy for Georgia.
Privatization was one of the big issues during this past legislative session, but its fate came into question when just a week before the session ended, Deal announced his own council to explore changes to the child welfare system. The bill ultimately fell victim to infighting between House and Senate Republicans. Republican Fran Miller was one of the big supporters of the effort in the Senate and was also named to the governor's council. He says he's glad Deal is moving forward with privatization.
I've got a lot of confidence in his thought process, so I'm optimistic. Do I wish this all would have happened? Sure, before we walked out of there on day 40, sure, but it didn't.
Representative Carolyn Hughley also sits on the governor's Child Welfare Reform Council. She wishes the governor would have waited until after the council's meeting.
If the council felt it feasible, that might have been one of the recommendations of the council. But at this juncture, looks like we're operating on two different tracks, and we will have to meet at the end.
Hughley voted against plans to privatize the child welfare system when the bill came up in the House. The pilot regions have yet to be determined. The Child Welfare Reform Council is scheduled to have its first meeting in early May. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.